cause we gonna walk, we gonna walk, walk, walk. Fellow Jamaicans, it is fortuitous that we are celebrating our independence at the same time that our athletes are in Rio, all set to bring glory again to this small nation and athletic superpower. Our athletic prowess is one indication of our excellence as a people. That a country with a population of approximately 2.8 million people can have the fastest man and woman in the world and produce an artist, Bob Marley, whose single One Love the BBC could have designated theme of the millennium, is indeed thrilling. Our founding fathers had high hopes for us. In a speech in Britain in February 1962, just before our independence, the Right Honorable Norman Manley said, "There is no country in the world, not now independent, which is more fit to achieve that status than Jamaica now is. Indeed, we have been ready for independence long ago." Right Excellent Sir Alexander Bustamante, on that same trip, said, "We must move forward with the firm resolution of making Jamaica the greatest little nation on earth. With the help of God, we intend to achieve this." The fact is, we are yet to maximize our potential. That must be the mission of this generation. In making an objective assessment, it must be admitted that there is a sense among our people, especially our young people, that we have underperformed. Among our primary deficits has been our failure in the post-independence period to grow our economy on any sustained basis. We have had spurts of economic growth, only to be followed by long periods of decline. We must begin to reverse that and normalize economic growth and prosperity. This must be the commitment of this generation. We must resolve to end our debt millstone, our fiscal deficits, our anemic economic growth, the implementation deficit and bureaucratic inertia. We must build a culture compatible with economic prosperity. This must include scientific and technological innovativeness, characterized by rising levels of investment in research and development, a dynamic, creative SME sector that is avant-garde and nimble, a facilitatory, customer-focused public sector, an energy-efficient economy with heavy emphasis on renewables, an equitable, efficient, simplified, and production-driven tax system, protection of our physical environment, and promotion of environmental sustainability. On the social side, we must make the following commitments as we move into our 55th year to foster a society where respect for human rights is second nature, to inculcate respect, honor, and dignity in our everyday interactions, to promote discipline in our homes, workplaces, places of recreation, and on the roads, to build strong, wholesome families, to care and protect for our children, elderly, and those living with disabilities, to create opportunities for our young people to develop their full potential, to build a healthcare system that is truly universal in both access and quality, to provide adequate infrastructural facilities for our people to live lives of dignity by providing appropriate housing, water, and roads, to create decent jobs which allow for self-actualization, to reduce both the levels of violence, our acceptance of it as a means of resolving conflict, and our casual references to violent metaphors. These are not impossible dreams. They are attainable goals. We must commit ourselves to them and work towards them. I suggest, fellow Jamaicans, that the way to make this independence more meaningful to our young people and to the older independent skeptics is not to give lectures on patriotism or to upbraid them for not being patriotic enough. If we concretely change people's everyday realities, where they begin to feel the impact of independence, they will lose their skepticism. We should be managing our affairs so well that there should be no doubt that we are better off today than we were under colonialism. Economic independence is what will give full meaning to the independence project. By economic independence, we are talking about strengthening our economic foundations and laying the groundwork for sustainable economic development. Independence is ultimately about freedom. That is why our independence celebrations are tied to our emancipation celebrations. They are indivisible. This is significantly the 50th year since the emergence of Rocksteady in Jamaica. One of the greats of that era, who is still performing today, is Mr. Ken Booth. One of his Rocksteady hits was called Freedom Street. His dream is our dream. "I see a big, big street where all ends meet. It must be Freedom Street. Oh Lord, Freedom Street. Everybody know. We're gonna walk, we're gonna walk. Walk, walk, walk. Down Freedom Street." That is our goal, fellow Jamaicans. With the grace and guidance of God, Let us walk together down Freedom Street with optimism and determination to succeed. Walk, we gonna walk, 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 walk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.